Report: ICE deports repressive Cuban judge formerly on Biden's humanitarian parole. By Christian K. Caruso on September 26, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, on Thursday deported Melody Gonzalez Pedraza, a Cuban communist judge who entered the U.S. through the Biden administration's humanitarian parole program, Martín Noticias reported. Gonzalez Pedraza reportedly traveled from Havana to Tampa, Florida, in late May 2024 after the administration of former President Joe Biden provided her with a U.S. flight authorization as part of the now-extinct humanitarian parole program. The initiative, launched by former President Joe Biden in January 2023, allowed up to 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to legally stay and work in the United States for a period of up to 2 years. Airport authorities in Tampa reportedly refused to grant her entry due to her extensive past as a communist regime official. In response, Gonzalez Pedraza requested U.S. political asylum. Martín Noticias detailed that Gonzalez Pedraza lost her U.S. asylum case on May 21, 2025. And chose not to appeal the ruling issued by an immigration judge in Pompano Beach, Florida. Unnamed sources told the outlet that complaints presented by Cuban exiles against Gonzalez Pedraza were key to the prosecution and subsequent deportation of the communist judge. The Foundation for Human Rights in Cuba, FHRC, a non-government organization, included Gonzalez Pedraza on its list of known Castro regime representatives. The communist judge is known for having issued excessive prison sentences to peaceful Cuban protesters and dissidents. Days before traveling to Florida, she reportedly sentenced a group of four young Cuban men, all below the age of 30, to 4 years in prison on dubious assault charges against local state security officials in the municipality of Encrucijada, Villa Clara. Families of the four men denounced at the time that their relatives were unjustly convicted in a sham trial in which the Castro regime did not present neither evidence nor witnesses that could corroborate the accusations. Martín Noticias reportedly spoke with Marisol Rodríguez Millán, mother of Eddie Daniel Rodríguez Millán, one of the four unjustly sentenced young men. She thanked U.S. authorities for the justice in deporting the judge and stressed that Gonzalez Pedraza did not deserve to live in the United States after all the damage she did in Cuba. Rodriguez Millán reiterated to Martín Noticias that no evidence against the four men was presented during the sham trial, adding, she tried to fabricate it, but couldn't find any. Partial justice was served. In reality, she should have been tried in Cuba under a new democratic government for systematic human rights abuses. I told her that to her face during the trial. Samuel Rodriguez Ferrer, a key witness for the prosecution in the case against the judge, reportedly told Martín Noticias. In June 2024, the communist judge claimed to the Madrid-based outlet Diario de Cuba that Cuban state security allegedly coerced her to issue the excessive sentences against the four men and denied having issued sentences against Cubans who participated in the July 2021 nationwide peaceful anti-communist protests. Despite the judge's claims, Cuban national Uziel Garcia told Martín Noticias in 2024 that Gonzalez Pedraza sentenced him to 2 years in prison on contempt charges for having participated in one of the peaceful protests. She has done a lot of damage to the municipality of Encrucijada, in Villa Clara. I am one of her victims. I have in my hands the letter of release after having been imprisoned for going out on July 11 to demonstrate peacefully. She sentenced me to 2 years in prison, Garcia told Martín Noticias at the time. When I asked her why she was sentencing me to 2 years in prison when the crime of contempt was punishable by a lesser sentence, she replied that she did what she wanted because she was the judge, he added. Gonzalez Pedraza arrived in the U.S. in 2024 alongside her husband William Hernández Carranzana and brother Rubber Gonzalez Pedraza. Martín Noticias explained on Thursday that Hernández Carranzana was deported from the United States this year and ICE detained Rubber Gonzalez Pedraza in Florida. According to Cubanet, Rubber Gonzalez Pedraza was under ICE custody at the Chrome Immigration Detention Center in Florida and chose to self-deport. The outlet detailed that he used to manage an online blog dedicated to spreading Castro regime propaganda in favor of the Cuban Five. a group of communist spies who infiltrated Cuban exile charity organizations and whose actions are directly responsible for the Castro regime's killing of four American citizens in 1996 while they conducted humanitarian operations in international waters to rescue Cuban refugees. Before traveling to the United States, Cubanet further detailed, Robert Gonzalez Pedraza deleted all of his social media presence while in the process of obtaining humanitarian parole status. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.